درس هشتم
Lesson 8 Learning Part 2 Will knowledge of English help a person learn German? Are skillful table tennis, ping pong players generally good court tennis players? Can a child who does not know how to add learn to multiply?Such questions represent the problems of transfer of training. In other words, transfer of training influences the learning of one skill on the learning or performance of another. Kinds of transfer. Basically, three kinds of transfer can be occurred: positive, negative, and zero. Suppose a group of students learn a task B.In 10 practice sessions. Another group of equivalent students who previously had learned another task A is found to reach the same level of performance on task B in only 5 practice sessions. Since the average number of practice sessions required to learn B was reduced from 10 to 5,Transfer of training from task A to task B is said to be positive. 10 minus 5 equals plus 5. Sometimes the effect of transfer of training is to hamper effectiveness in subsequent activity. If after learning task A, a group of people need 15 practice sessions to learn task B, whereas only 10 sessions are required for those without any previous training in task A, then task A is said to lead to negative transfer of training on task B. 10 minus 15 equals minus 5.The degree to which transfer of training occurs between two different tasks is often minimal and may be so small that it's called zero transfer. If learning task B with or without previous training in task A requires 10 practice sessions, then the amount of transfer from one task to the other is said to be zero. 10 minus 10 equals zero.Types of learning. Everyone does not learn the way someone else does. It means that all people learn in different ways. Four main types of learning are as follows. 1. Imitation. Children learn many more new things by way of imitation. The conduct of the parents, the personality of the teacher, literature,School environment and movies all are very effective models for imitation. Fashion and customs are largely learned through imitation. The imitation is an important moral, intellectual, and special agent in formal education and throughout life. But for learning newer and more complex things, imitation plays little role.Fashion is imitation of contemporaries, while custom and tradition is the imitation of our ancestors. 2. Trial and error, selective learning. This type is also known as learning by selection of successful variant. The learner first tries one solution. If it does not help him, he rejects it. Then he tries for another.In this way, he eliminates errors and finally discovers the correct solution. Trial and error method is not very much useful for teachers. There is much wastage of time and energy in learning by this method. It is useful for subjects like maths, grammar, memorizing poetry, etc. 3. Learning by insight.This is the Gestalt viewpoint. According to this view, learning is the organization and reorganization of the behavior which arises from the interaction of a maturing organism and its environment. Sudden appearance of the solution is a peculiar characteristic of insightful learning. Insight is the perception of a relationship between at least three factors: an agent, a goal, and intervening conditions or obstacles. This type of learning is very important in education field because it does not consume much time. It emphasizes upon meaningfulness, trains imagination, reasoning, and thinking abilities. 4. Learning by conditioning. This is the learning from the behavioristic viewpoint. According to this, learning is formation of conditioned reflexes or acquisition of involuntary anticipatory adjustment or a habit formation so that behavior may become automatic. Many things of the school subjects are learned more adequately through conditioned learning, like reading, writing, discipline, good habits, etc. Direct method of teaching English is a process of conditioning. We learn many things through this process.